The 2018 saint selected for me is Saint Andrew Tim Tigon. You don't know him? I accepted him lovingly. I did not press the, would you like to reselect? I didn't. I thought, no, you know, I'll take him.
We are women encouraging and equipping women to universally and uniquely serve Christ in their feminine vocation.
By embracing joy, laughter, freedom, and friendship, we are seeking to thrive in the trenches of our domestic churches.
Welcome to Thriving in the Trenches podcast. This is Becky Carter.
And this is Megan Schreiber. Welcome to season 3. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and this is episode number 31.
Woohoo!
Crazy to think.
We celebrate?
Yes.
Have a party?
We're still in the Christmas season. Yes. Celebration abounds.
It is. I'm a little tired of celebrating. My stomach says it's about time to be done. Actually, I've already quit celebrating. Well, mostly.
Gastronomically speaking, but.
Gastronomically right. speaking.
Yeah. I can see when we have to take a break on that. But yeah, the celebration continues. You know, on a side note, we've got a radio station that our kids love listening to, you know, post-Thanksgiving, December 1st, turn on the Christmas music. Do you know it literally goes off? They go back to like pop music at 12 a.m. on Christmas Day.
What?
Yeah. So
on Christmas Day.
On midnight, on Christmas Day, they switch it over from Christmas music to secular pop music.
Okay, so technically it's the 26th.
Correct. It's the 26th. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I that doesn't surprise me. Right. It's so hard to be a Catholic in America trying to celebrate the liturgical year because we've got it all flip-flopped. Mm-hmm. And by golly, don't mess with somebody's traditions because...
Yeah. So we're just a bunch of renegades.
We are still
celebrating Christmas. The Epiphany is a few days away, which actually I think this podcast will drop on the Epiphany.
Well, it'll drop on the Sunday that we celebrate it liturgically. Yes,
perfect.
Ma'am.
Awesome. All right. Well, do you want to tell our listeners what today's topic is on this episode?
Well, this episode I think is going to be kind of fun because we are going to talk about our Saint of the year and our word of the year that we both picked.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to Jen Fulweiler for putting that little prompter on her site. And I know lots of folks are doing this. You can see it on Instagram and Facebook, all over social media. So yes, we'll talk about that. We'll laugh about it too.
Oh,
at least on my end, we will.
Yeah. Because I have no doubts that Jen Fulweiler specifically picked your word. It's probably her own word that she's just not sharing with the rest of us.
You don't know what my word is.
Well, I know, but I can't remember. But I'm going to share what word I picked for you. And I think Jen Fulweiler will actually approve of this message.
Wait, you picked a word for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't pick a word for you.
I know. Well,
okay. All right. Well, you picked a word for me. What did you get for me?
Gangsta.
All right. Because
you're gangsta.
Because I find somebody's Instagram account absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is funny.
He is funny. And I always appreciate it when you send me the videos. Yeah. Because I always need the laugh.
Yeah. Well, I actually don't follow this person because some of the stuff is pretty unsavory. But when I need to laugh, because we do need to do that, I know what account to go to kind of find something that I can possibly laugh at.
Right.
Yeah. So.
See? Yeah. Gangsta. And really, the truth is if anyone who follows us on social media and who has gotten, or been with us this past two seasons knows that the personality between the two of us are that I would, the likelihood if we were going to make a vote is people would probably assume I'm more gangsta than you are.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But the truth is I really think you're more gangster than I am.
My gosh.
Not gangster. gangsta.
All right. So our listeners are probably like, what are they talking about?
I know.
So Daquan is really funny. Of course I came across it because my teenagers were like, Mom, we have to show you. This is so funny. This is so funny. So yeah, there's some funny stuff, but yeah, I like the, dodging negativity in 2018. So like stuff like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I'll get to pick a word for you. I'll wait till we progress through the episode and then I'll do a revelation on your word.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Make sure you ask the Holy Spirit first.
Yeah, because you clearly asked the Holy Spirit on that one for me.
No, not at all.
Yeah. All right. So I'm sure our listeners are anxious to hear who you got as a saint, or what saint was assigned to you. That's probably a better way of saying it.
Okay. Are you asking me this right now? You want me to answer?
Would you like to wait till tomorrow?
I mean, I don't know if I have that much time to be Skyping with you. My battery on my computer will die.
I know.
So I actually did not get my Saint of the Year from Jennifer Fulweiler's Saint Generator.
That's right.
Yes. So back at the beginning of Advent, when the liturgical year started anew, my spiritual director had been he had a basket full of saint names for people to pick their saint of the year. And I ignored it on several occasions. I mean, it was even in the chapel for adoration and I saw it and I was like, okay. So confession, I am so not into picking a word and having it be my word for the year. And
mm-hmm. I know
all that. Like, it's just never been my thing. And so anyway, I just kind of ignored it. And then I was in spiritual direction and he said, did you get your saint for the year? Or who is your saint for the year? Right. Because mm-hmm. he assumed I would have done that.
Right.
And so I shyly said, oh, Father, I did not pick one. And he says, well, here's the basket. Let's do it right now. And what do you tell your spiritual director? You say, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I yes, Father, I will be happy to do this. So I did. I picked it. And to be honest, I had not looked back at it since November. I didn't even remember that I had picked a saint of the year until all this started coming around. And I still was poo-pooing on it. I'm like, blah, saint of the year. And then it my bell rung. And I was like, oh, you know, I have one. Saint Gabriel of Archangel.
Wow.
Saint Gabriel the Archangel is my saint of the year. That was a very long answer to your story. I am sorry to your question.
No, that was a great buildup. I think a saint like that needs a long introduction. You got powerhouse.
Right. So I really don't know a whole lot about Saint Gabriel. I wasn't going to do the word of the year. Are we just sticking on Saint Gabriel or you want me to tell you the whole story?
No, yeah, you keep going.
Okay, and then we'll give you 5 minutes in the podcast, right. And I'll actually stop
pretty
talking.
Typical, but go ahead.
I know, right? Okay, so Saint Gabriel, I didn't really know much about him, and then the word of the year, Jen started doing this word of the year thing, and I'm like, oh, you know, this is not that I don't love what Jennifer Fulweiler does. Please do not read it that way. So, I made a comment, or someone asked me specifically on Instagram, well, what was your word of the year? And I felt a little bit like a heel because I wasn't like joining in the fun. And I thought, well, I'll do a word of the year just for this gal and I'll send it to her. And, you know, anyway, so I got the word discover.
It's good. And
I know. I was like, oh, okay. But still did not pay any attention to it. And people would say, what word of the year did you get? I have no idea. I took a screenshot of it so I wouldn't, you know. Anyway, I finally remembered it. At Adoration, I got to go by myself because my husband was home. And so I went by myself this Monday, New Year. And I took my saint of the year and the word of the year. And I sat down with the scriptures. And I sat down with the etymology of the word discover, and I asked the Lord to speak I said, "Here I am, Lord, your servant. I have come to do your will." It's been my little personal prayer over the last couple of months, just trying to keep my arms and my heart and my mind all open to hear him and really let the Holy Spirit just take over my life.
That's awesome.
So anyway, that's where I dug in, and interesting enough, some other things that the Lord, I think, is asking me to work on really played into the word discover.
That's awesome.
To uncover, to make known. And and Saint Gabriel was that. He was the saint that prophesied.
Mm-hmm.
So he made known God's will.
Right.
So I think that they actually went together quite amazingly.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Wow. So you felt that there was a pairing between your saint and your word. They kind of, there was a little bit of synergy there.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. I wonder if there's synergy in mine.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'll give you my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. I'd encourage you to, because you tend to hold back. So I will say that, you know, two things. First is, I, like you, was a bit reticent, like, a word? Now I got to do a word of the year. Not that I have to, but I was a little bit, same thing, like, I don't need that. And then felt like I was being a little bit of a, you know, Debbie Downer, not participating and, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, no harm, no foul. I did the word generator. Also did the saint. So let me start with our saint that was selected for me. Saint Andrew Tim Tigon. Yes. Okay. You don't know him. Why do you not know him? Why do you not know him? I didn't know him. So young priest from Korea, first canonized Korean martyr, patron saint of Korea. I accepted him lovingly. I did not press the, would you like to reselect? I didn't. I thought, no, you know, I'll take him. No, he would just keep, he might just, you know, have an inferiority complex. People keep rejecting him. So I'm going to take him. Right. I'm going to take
him. Thank you for loving the saint.
Yes, yes. And I'm going to figure this out. So then I'm thinking, okay, I there's not a lot on him. That's the problem. There's not a lot of information. Mm. So, but that's all right. You'll help me discover that. But
I will uncover any mysteries, because I have the saint that is great and mighty with power and strength.
Great. That's awesome. I'm going to need that. So I have the patron saint of Korea, which in the day in which we live, that's like, my mind is like lightning. I can go from getting that, knowing he's a patron saint of Korea, to thinking this is going to be the year that it's not going to go well. And at least I know who to pray to. Okay. Right. That's where my mind goes. A catastrophic thinker at times. So then I got my word.
Oh, I remember this now.
Oh, do you remember?
Kind of.
Okay.
I don't know if I could pick the word, but yeah, go ahead.
Relax.
Yes. Yep. I remember now.
And you know, I was kind of like, you're kidding. There's a lot of humor in this for two reasons. One, because I already we're heading into war with Korea. Okay. And then I was told to relax. Okay. So that's kind of funny. And then the second thing is, if there were one word that I could have chosen, if somebody said to me, can you pick one word that was your least favorite word through all of your teenage years and young adult years, I would hands down not lose a time in response and say, relax. That was the word. Because I grew up with older brothers who, you know, this was the response. You guys, mom said we need to come for dinner. That's me speaking. Like she said now, relax, relax. It was always that, like, you're a bother. Be quiet. Would you just relax? So I just don't like that word. Now, if you said to me, hey, come on over. I'm going to put some coffee on. We'll put our feet up and we'll relax. Now that's awesome. I'm open to that. But if I'm speaking and you say, relax, it's like, shut up. That was like the translation. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I wasn't super crazy about that word.
God is going to redeem that word for you.
Correct. But if I look at it at the place of kind of that etymology place of it being like reduction, reduce, stretch out, I'm good. I do need to do more of that. Just slowing down a little bit.
Yeah.
So that, yes. I just cannot say that my saint and my word are synergistic, because then I'll just be worried all year. I'm just saying.
Yet you're not relaxing.
Mm-mm.
Interesting. Well, I while you were sharing about this word and saint in Korea, I thought, I wonder if we have any listeners in Korea, and we don't. We have a ton in Japan.
Maybe there are listeners that know more about him than Wikipedia.
Yes. So if anyone wants to drop us a line, you can email us or Instagram us or Facebook us or whatever us. Call us if you have our number and you want to tell us about Saint Andrew Anthony.
Andrew Tim Tagon. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. T-A-E-G-O-N. So,
I mean, you're definitely pronouncing it like a good American.
Yes, I am. I am. No doubt. So, but that's, you know, it is fun. I will say, you know, in the past, I've gotten some powerhouses too, like you. You know, I've gotten Joan of Arc, St. Catherine of Siena. Got some big ones. And the reality is I thought about them a couple times in the year. It's not like knowing who these saints were dramatically changed the course of my Christian walk. But I think for some people, it's an invitation to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I was a little too relaxed about it in the past.
Yeah. Maybe you didn't really intercede and or ask their intercession.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean... They're not going to force themselves into our lives.
Right.
You know, speaking of angels and such, I've listened to Father Ripperger. He talks about the spiritual life so much and all the angels and the guardian angels and how really surrounded we are when the scriptures tell us that we're never alone because God is with us.
Mm-hmm.
God is with us, yes. And he has sent his armies. And so it's really fascinating to let your mind kind of ponder on the reality of how not alone we are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that would probably freak me out as a young child. I would be like, oh my God, there's angels all in my room and I don't want them here and they're scaring me. You know,
right.
Knowing their role and their protection. And, you know, mm-hmm. Rachel Balducci, she posted a picture, and you'll have to go back and look at it on Instagram, that her kids are getting older and they're spreading their wings. And you can totally relate to this.
Mm-hmm.
She's out of the house in college now. And she posted a picture of a child sleeping in their bed and the guardian angel.
Oh, I know that picture. Yes.
I
totally do. It's this massive, these gorgeous wings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that that's probably a little more reality of what's happening around us than we can really imagine.
I know. Could you imagine just thinking about that is like comforting.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, it's comforting and scary all at the same time. I mean, it's not scary in a bad way. Well, here, can I share this? So on my little sheet that I got from Father on my saint,
mm-hmm.
there's a scripture included. And I just found this when I was making sure I brought my journal in here to podcast, and so I could share some of the insights that the Lord gave to me. And I found the sheet, the actual sheet, where it has the saint's name. And so there's also a scripture, and it is Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome. And you know, what just jumps out at me is every family in heaven and on earth. It goes back to, do we really understand who our Father is? Do we really understand the heritage that has been gifted to us? It's hard to get our mind and arms around, but, you know, we use those terms like, we're the daughter of the King, which is a beautiful term. Say it with meaning. Do you get it? Our family heritage. It's amazing.
I don't get it. I know I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but I don't. In my heart, I'm not living like that yet. I have my moments where I'm walking in step with the Spirit, but so many other moments that I'm still not quite there.
Yeah. So, you know, you're leading into something when we're talking about being in step with the Holy Spirit. And we do need to share with our listeners, that's kind of really what's been put on our hearts over the month off that we had over December, about the podcast, about kind of, interestingly, where we were both being prompted in our heart with the Holy Spirit, the understanding of charisms, you know, and also having the ability to really be able to be open and honest in this podcast, right? And, you know, the first couple seasons the first two, we had awesome guests.
Amazing. I still don't know how we have all that. Well, I do know how.
Yeah, because we didn't do it, right? Yeah, exactly. The Holy Spirit was, like, amazing. And which is really great. And we're going to continue with that. Not to the frequency that we did in season one and season two. But we've also really had some feedback that we both felt was very telling and stirring. And they'd be, you know, maybe kind of small comments like, wow, like, in that moment for you guys to be really open and raw and vulnerable really helped me to understand something. And then, you know, Becky and I really prayed about that. We're like, is it just this ability that we can coordinate a great guest on the show and talk about, you know, really awesome topics? Or, you know, if we're really talking about women encouraging women, which we've just got to keep using that hashtag in, you know, all the promotions and things like that, because when we look at where our culture is today with women, there is such a division, not just women kind of against women, which is why we want to be the women encouraging women, but, you know, also with our complementarity men in our lives. And, you know, there's so many wonderful stories that go on behind the scenes that just don't get played out in mainstream media, that don't get played out on social media, where there is such beauty in, you know, kind of the real men in our lives, and also the women encouraging women. So that led us to really just continue to pray and see where the Holy Spirit was leading. And, you know, we really both felt prompted to have a bit more of kind of Becky and Megan really kind of going a little bit, I don't want to say deeper because we can't really go that deep, but talk more about these issues. Mm-hmm. You know, and not just have kind of like the expert in the field in that field, and then that's like great, because I think some people were still like, okay, that's really great what that person said, but how do I apply that? Like, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes we might know how to apply it, and sometimes we're right there with you, like, I don't know how to apply that. What can we do? Right. How can we encourage each other? So,
right. Yeah, I kept hearing from several people that I really love your guess, but I also really love it when you guys break it down to where I can relate to the message. Like, how are you applying that to your life? And so that's really where I think our heart is stirred mm-hmm. in encouraging one another in that day-to-day life.
Right. That's right.
Because that's what it all comes down to. I mean, there are some great social issues out there that need to be talked about. Mm-hmm. There are some awareness that absolutely needs to happen. But getting so heavy on that, I think we really miss what the ultimate goal of our life is. And I'm literally looking at a relic of St. Mother Teresa right now in this moment. And she says, you want to change the world, go home and love your family, mm-hmm. you know, and if you're single or, you know, you're not in that stage of life or whatever your circumstance is, the body of Christ is your family and your neighbor is your family. And if we would spend more time loving in real life people around us, and I am preaching to myself right now,
I know.
Then the world would start to change.
Right. You know? Yeah. Right. And that's really at the heart of that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And encouraging one another to do it. It's not easy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It is totally easy to pick up the phone and look at Instagram and Facebook and have conversations that way. I mean, I've actually thought several times, this will show you how shallow I am. You know, okay, I love talking to this person online, but would I really enjoy being their friend in real life?
Mm.
Or would I just see, like, the way she looks, and I'm just throwing things out there. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I don't realize that she looks like that, and I don't know. That's a really dumb example, but I'm hoping I'm getting my point across. Like, how am I having genuine relationships? And I do sure. have some genuine relationships online, and but then I challenge myself a little bit and wonder mm-hmm. what would I be willing to spend
sure.
real in real life time with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, if we go back to, you know, the early church, the early church, gosh, it looks so different, right? I mean, yeah, because times were different, but, you know, it was more Pentecostal, mm-hmm. Pentecostal in the sense of, you know, charismatic Pentecostal.
Yeah.
Everything was done face to face. I mean, we know that person to person fellowship, mentorship, engagement is so life-giving. We all know that. So to hang on to that piece of it, that's how we're going to really encourage women.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So we can talk about that even more. But you know, when you were, you know, going back and thinking about Mother Teresa's quote, and we, you know, praying those in our home, that gets back to this domestic church that we're talking about. You know, we're talking about seeking to thrive in the trenches of our domestic church. You know, seeking, we really labored over that word. But mm-hmm. that is because we're on this journey together. We're, you know, we're not instructing, like, here's how you do it. We're like, we're seeking it. We're all looking. We're trying to point each other towards the Lord in fortifying our families, in strengthening our domestic churches. Why? Because that's the basis of our overall society and community. We just celebrated the feast day of the Holy Family. We know how critical that is. That family unit is critical.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my advent was challenging, as you know. which is good, right? Because, and I'm thankful for it, because it's in those challenges that God gives the opportunity for growth, even when the growth hurts. What a blessing that God gave you that opportunity for growth. That's awesome. It's like, you know, in the work world, like you've been given an opportunity for a promotion. Would stink if you never were given the opportunity. Mm-hmm. So to have that opportunity for growth is a blessing. So what really resonated for me was a passage from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 18. And it was almost as if when I heard this, it was like I'd never heard it before. Now, when I start to say it, some of you are going to say, I know this. I can say this verbatim. I'm going to shut down. I get it. But I really want you guys to listen to this in a different way. And that is, rejoice always. Pray unceasingly. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Okay, here's why that, like I said, we know that so well. Everybody can say that one. Even if they don't know it was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, right? Everybody really knows how that goes. We can tend to, in our world of everything that we're always driving towards, is like, am I doing God's will? Am I where he wants me to be? Right? I mean, maybe I'm the only one that struggles with that, but there's always that because we want to do God's will. So in obedience, and we want to know that we're on the right track, we are assessing that. But before we even talk about the will of a ministry or the will of anything else, this is it. This is the first piece. Is to give thanks in all circumstances. That is our will.
Mm-hmm.
That's and it's hard to thank the Lord when your child is in the hospital, okay, or you know you have a very sick toddler. Your marriage feels like it's falling apart. It's very, very hard to be thankful in those situations.
Mm-hmm.
But we are called to. We're called to, and not just, hey, you know, I'm thankful that my husband and I haven't talked in a week. No, you know, he's like forcing that. No, it's like, Lord, I'm thankful for this opportunity because you allowed it. You are putting in front of us an opportunity for growth. I am thankful for that.
Right.
I need you to lead me. I need you to send the Holy Spirit to pull my hand along and put one foot in front of the other and reveal to my heart and to my mind where I'm supposed to grow in this. And I thank you for that. Right. And guess what? Those are the prayers that always get answered.
Always.
Always. And so then that leads me kind of back to that Holy Spirit piece that you were talking about. And, you know, I had a really interesting conversation that I just have to share. I have a friend who is very involved in her community. She homeschools, loves the Latin Mass. And there was a really amazing Catholic event that was going to be near her home. And she said to me, you know, you think I should go? I said, oh, yeah, it'd be great. It'd be a really nice opportunity. And she said, I don't know. It's just feels really Protestant. And I said to her, what do you mean? And she's like, I don't know, it just feels Protestant. Well, I'm kind of like a, what do you mean a Catholic event feels Protestant? Is there no Eucharist? Like, I'm searching. Tell me what you mean by that. And essentially, you know, here's kind of where she got. She basically was like, you know, it's just too charismatic. You know, it's too that 70s stuff. Like, really like, woo. And I was kind of like, okay. I just let that. And then the conversation continued. And then, you know, she really was kind of struggling with something. And she said, look, I am just, you know, really walking in the Spirit. That's, you know, I want to understand what my charism is from the Holy Spirit. And I just want to walk it. And I said, so you want to be charismatic? And she was like, what? What? And I said, look, all the charismatic movement was a highlight on, hey, by the way, it was like the Holy Spirit saying, hey, I gave you a gift that's meant to build up the church. Could you use it? That literally was all that movement was meant. And so many people kind of bristle at the thought of like 1970s. Well, I get, you know, why there were a lot of things going on in the world then. But, right. But you know, she literally was like a mic drop. She goes, I can't believe you just said that. Right? And I'm thinking, oh, I hope I didn't upset her. But she was like, oh my gosh, I never put the two together. I was so like just casting a judgment on that, but saying that that's what I was, but oh my gosh, like she just was like, bah. No, I cannot take credit for that at all. Totally the Holy Spirit. But isn't that kind of cool? Like that it was just kind of really like, to me, it was so simple. Mm-hmm. And to her, it was like, she just opened her eyes like, oh my gosh. So that too Protestant-y thing was just something that was kind of making her feel uncomfortable about really being on fire for the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, does the scripture say that we receive charisms of the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
So if you receive them, you have a charism. That makes you charismatic.
Right. And as Peter Crafe said, he said, so somebody said to Peter Crafe, like, well, you know, experiencing charisms. And he said, hang on a second. You can have charisms. You have charisms, even though you may not experience them. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of our listeners need to understand, because there's a lot of people who say, well, I didn't get anything. I mean, I know I was confirmed and you've got those, but I don't have any of those charisms that are to build the church. The prophecy, the healing, you know, hospitality. I mean, Sherry Wydell does a great thing on this to go and understand all of those charisms. But yes, you have. Every single one of you listening has a charism. Mm-hmm. Whether you've experienced it or not, it's there. So right. Perhaps 2018 is the year you're going to kind of say, all right, like, let's open up the present. Let's mm-hmm. let's see what's in there. Because it's there.
Discover.
Yes.
Let us uncover the gifts which the Lord has given all of us. Mm. All of us.
So great.
And we will become great and mighty in power and strength because we are led by the Spirit.
Amazing. And anybody who's listening who's had like a moment of being led by the Spirit, like just, you know, like a minute, you kind of walk away and you're like, A, that wasn't scary. B, that was brilliant. I mean, there's absolutely no way that I could have handled a situation like that in my humanity, right? Mm-hmm. And then you realize like, well, that's actually a really nice way to live. Takes a lot of pressure off of me.
Oh, my word.
So...
Well, and when you do experience it, you want to go back mm-hmm. because you felt God in a different, more real, more tangible way. You're like, oh, gosh, I want to do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. that's just a journey and a growth. And I mean, I have my walk is absolutely not always look like that. And I think there's even some seasons where it's better than others, you know, where I really feel like I'm experiencing the Spirit in a very tangible way. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's when I'm suffering. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And let's not forget that even, you know, in those sufferings, you know, I'm having this vision like of walking, literally walking. And you're saying like, well, in my walk. And sometimes I just had this vision of me like laying prostrate on the ground, like, I'm not moving, right? You know, and then I'm like kind of doing the army crawl like your baby does, right? We have all those different stages, Yep. And it's almost like the suffering where it's like playing red light, green light, you know, where you can take two giant steps forward. But we don't even realize that. Mm-hmm. We just don't. So like in anything, nothing is wasted with the Lord. He redeems everything. Mm-hmm. So be thankful in all circumstances, most especially the deep suffering, because the giant leaps are happening.
Amen. Amen. I love that. Well, I'm so excited for season 3.
Me too.
I'm so excited to see where the Lord is leading and, sorry. I'm excited to see what people he has for us to come into our path and for us to get to share with you. And we are absolutely open to feedback and wanting to know what you want to hear. There have been some people who have left comments on Instagram and Facebook, and we're just, we're excited.
Mm-hmm. Very excited.
Okay, well, let's really work on getting that hashtag out there, Women Encouraging Women. I've really boosted it up and using it with other people. I want other women to feel encouraged by us.
Awesome.
We are so grateful for all of you with us in the trenches. You can find show notes on thrivinginthetrenches.com. Please subscribe, leave us a review on iTunes, and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, where you can join the conversation. Thanks for coming.